Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams both played yesterday in the finals of the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells, California, but they had competition for headlines. Tournament director Raymond Moore said this at a press conference before the finals matches. He was talking about the female players, the Women's Tennis Association.
They ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decision, then they're lucky. They're very, very lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God that a Roger Federer and a Rafa Nadal were born, because they've carried the sport.
Let's just let that sink in. Moore later apologized, but Serena Williams, for one, was not having it. She said, get on your knees is offensive enough, but thank a man? Tickets for the women's final at last year's U.S. Open sold out before tickets to the men's final. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now for a look at the latest hoopla over gender and pay. Hi, Jill.
Oh, boy, you got me going today. How could you pick this topic? I'm freaking out.
Well, in professional tennis, women and men get equal prize money in major tournaments. And we should say, by the way, Novak Djokovic also stepped in it yesterday after Moore's comments. He said, well, I think we men in tennis should get more prize money because we have more spectators, according to Moore. But what do we know about, you know, who's the bigger draw? Who gets the, you know, people to turn on the TV sets?
Well, you know, I think that it's hard to say. It depends on who's actually in the final, right? And that's what we know going through all of this. And as an employee of CBS, I know very well that when you get sort of two clunkers in the final that no one cares about in the United States, guess what? Ratings are down, and so is attendance. Mm. That said, let's be clear. So you did note that, you know, after Billie Jean King went on a rampage about equal pay for the female tennis athletes with male, they have been earning about the same money. You know where the big change comes in? It's around endorsements. It's kind of fascinating. Forbes comes out with their list of top sports players. And I looked this up for 2015. Roger Federer actually made $9 million in winnings, right, from tournaments last year. Serena Williams, it was $11.6 million. So she made a little bit more than he did. But check out the differential in endorsements. Roger Federer, $58 million. Serena Williams, $13 million.
Okay, well, looking more broadly on this, Paula England, a sociology professor at New York University, just co-authored a study that found when large numbers of women enter male-dominated fields, that pay actually goes down. So first of all, Djokovic should be glad that that did not happen.
Yeah.
But essentially, the study showed that work done by women simply isn't valued as highly. Just quickly, what fields has this happened in?
Well, it's kind of amazing because you look at different jobs that where you have different skill sets and you say, okay, well, I understand a differential. But if it's essentially the same skill set but divided by gender, that's amazing. Think about this. So the study found median earnings of information technology managers, mostly men, 27% higher than human resources managers, mostly women. And at the other end of the spectrum, janitors, usually men, earn 22% more than maids and house cleaners, usually women. These are essentially the same tasks that are being performed.
But more fascinating, when women go into fields like recreation, let's say working in parks or camps, the median hourly wages once women went in the field declined 57 percentage points.
Yeah, and so too with ticket agents. So what does this mean? We know that there are obviously explicit and implicit biases. We really have to get employers to pay attention to this. More and more, they're going to start to have to. There will be an urge for transparency on pay.
Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Calm down, Jill, and thank you.